My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you're here today listening to today's episode on all the things, how to have a healthy girl fall. This week, we're talking about mental health habits that you can implement into your life to really boost your mental health, boost your mood, and feel amazing as the season changes. So last week, we talked about physical health habits you can implement into your life. So if you didn't already listen to that episode, make sure you go check it out after this one. But yeah, I hope this helps you, and I'm so excited to get right into it. Before we do though, if you love the podcast, share this episode with a friend, tag me on Instagram at Healthy But Human Pod, listening on your fall girl walks, and also leave a review if you love the show. It helps us so much. Okay, let's do this thing. Self-check-in to start. So this is a time to ground yourself, to see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. So wherever you are, just take a nice deep inhale through your nose. Fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, sighing out, letting go of anything that hasn't been serving you. Just release it with your breath. All right. I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel today on a scale of 1 to 10 spice level? 10 being amazing, very, very spicy, 1 being not so hot. All right, ask yourself a follow-up now. Why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened, just getting real with yourself here. Okay, ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to boost my mood? Maybe it is listening to the podcast. Maybe it is taking yourself on a little walk, calling a friend, whatever it is. Just think of a little mood booster you can add to your life. If you need mood booster ideas, I recorded an episode a couple weeks ago on how to make your dopamine menu. So I have a lot of fun ideas for how to boost your mood on that episode. So definitely go check it out. Okay, next question though is, what is one compliment that I can tell myself right now? And I want you to tell yourself a compliment. Maybe it is, I am so beautiful inside and out. Maybe it is, I am doing an incredible job at working hard. Like whatever it is, just give yourself a compliment and a little hug. You deserve it. Okay, next question is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. Even if you have, let's all grab our waters and hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. All right, amazing. Okay, final question that I have for you today is, what is one area of my mental health that I would like to improve today? Maybe you've been struggling with anxiety. Maybe you've been feeling really down lately, stressed. Just hang on to that. Hang on to the thing you want to work on. Okay. And I want you to have faith that you can overcome it. That is the next most important thing. I struggle a lot with depression and anxiety, like really bad. And I will say that it is possible to heal from it. The Lord straight up healed me from depression, genetic depression. He also healed me from chronic anxiety that was truly controlling my everyday life. So we'll talk about more spiritual health next week, but just have faith that the Lord can heal you, and that also just implementing these habits into your life can help a ton with your mental health on a daily basis. We have a choice every day to either let the battles overcome us, or we can overcome the battles. We can look at life from a gray lens, or we can look at it from a colorful lens. I think I said that last week, but it is true. It's so, so true. I have been there. I've been on the floor every day, just bawling my eyes out, really just not having a huge desire to be alive. And it's crazy looking back. Like, I was just looking at so many things in my life that were going wrong, that I was discontent in, instead of really focusing on the blessings that I had around me and the things to be grateful for, even if maybe in the moment it was bleak. So that being said, let's get into it. Let's get into our little topic today. This is a quick little mini episode, mini series. So it's going to be short and sweet, but I have five habits that you can implement into your life to truly improve your mental health. This one's huge. Number one, saying no and setting boundaries with your friends, coworkers, family. This is something that I want to personally work on. I've heard it before that when we say no to things, it is opening more space to say yes. I think it's important to say yes to a lot of things, but have you ever had a moment in your life when you found yourself wanting to be a little people pleaser, make everyone happy, do everything for everyone, help out in every way possible, to the point where you were just spread so thin that you felt just you weren't taking care of yourself, you were struggling a lot with anxiety, maybe you weren't eating enough food? Like, I have been there. I think wanting to help other people, it's a really great thing to have, a great trait to have for sure, but it's important to help others and still set boundaries. This was something I actually learned at my church. The pastor was talking about the fivefold ministry, and one of the things in the fivefold ministry is the pastor. And he was talking about just kind of warnings for pastors, how pastors, like, they want to love and they want to take care of other people. They want to shepherd them well. But one of the warnings is burnout. Burnout can be so real for pastors when you're giving, 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 and you're not receiving, you're not taking the time for yourself. So this is just a really important thing, is I want you to think about some areas of your life where maybe you can cut out the fluff. You can say no, you can set boundaries. Maybe if you have a demanding friend who wants to always go to you for advice, you set a boundary with them. You say, hey, I love you so much, I'm here for you, but I really think you should go talk to like a professional, or go talk to a counselor or something, in a really loving way, gently push that person to go seek professional counsel if they are really coming to you for every single problem in their life. I think as friends, like, we definitely are here to help our friends and be there for our friends, but there can be unhealthy relationships where friends are coming to us constantly and it's like overstepping, if that makes sense. Same with family too. It's important to set boundaries with family. Okay, next up, I just thought of this book. This is a book John always recommends to me. I read a little bit of it. It's really awesome. It's called Keep Your Love On, and he says it's amazing for boundaries, and I want to read it. Number two is spending less time with screens in your life. I know this can be hard if you are a student or you work or you have a phone, but I challenge you on your drives to work, your commutes, to stay off your phone with the lights. Instead, become present and sit in the stillness, get uncomfortable in the stillness. And instead of reaching for that immediate dopamine rush that comes from our phone, just staying off of it. Trying to have some phone-free moments in our life, maybe a couple of hours with no phone, instead of TV at night, swapping it out for a little book, which leads me into point number three, reading more, scrolling less. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No more doomsday scrolling. Oh my goodness. Yesterday, I genuinely scrolled so much. I felt horrible. Horrible. It wasn't even like I was consuming bad content to say. It was just like exhausting for the brain. It's so overstimulating. We're so overstimulated every day with a ton of ads, with a ton of ideas, that I think it's really important to turn off the screen and fix our focus on a book instead. Books are cool because it's like you are just focused on one thing. I feel like it gives your brain a really cool moment to just chill and be present on one thing. Maybe you're reading a fiction book, a nonfiction book, the Bible, like whatever it is. I encourage you to read before bed. That is something I love to do instead of being on my phone. I'll literally put my phone across the room so I don't even feel temptation to go on it. It is such a little life hack. Okay, number four for boosting our mental health, gratitude lists. It is genuinely, in my opinion, impossible to be in a bad mood or like to be anxious, stressed, or whatever when you're focusing so heavily on what are you grateful for in your life. It cleans out any sort of discontentment that can live in your mind about your life. I had a really wild realization the other day. I was thinking about, if you have done my workouts before on Sweaty Studio, you probably have noticed there are a bunch of different locations I have filmed at. I have been filming for Sweaty Studio since I was in college. So there was my college apartment senior year. We had my post-grad apartment. We had John's family's ranch I filmed at my New York apartment, filmed at my first house in Florida, when I moved back, filmed when I was on a road trip, I filmed my house now. Like, there are just so many places I filmed. And it's really interesting to me because when I'll go back and do my own workouts, I can remember how I was feeling in the moments of filming those workouts. And I also remember, it's so interesting, I feel like this just, this nostalgia for these places in my life. But I know that when I filmed some of these things, I wasn't satisfied or content with where I was living or where I was at. It's really, really, really interesting and a wild thing to realize that I lived in such heavy discontentment for so long in my life. I just thought that the grass was greener on the other side. I thought that there were better things out there for me. And once I left those seasons of my life, I'll look back and I miss them. I miss the moments in college with my friends. I miss the New York walk sometimes. Like, it's just, it's so wild that if we don't take time to really be present and feel grateful for what we have in our life, the moment is fleeting. We're never going to get it back. And we'll look back on the day and be like, dang, I miss that moment. So that's something that I've really, really, really realized in my own personal life lately is I need to soak in these moments. And I think one of the best ways is to make a gratitude list. Each day, write down like 10 things you're grateful for in your life. It doesn't have to be crazy things. It could be, I'm just thankful for my pumpkin spice latte, or I'm thankful for my dog, or I'm thankful for the beautiful, cozy weather outside. Like, whatever it is, I feel like it's truly, one, you're being thankful, and also you can thank the Lord. Because the Lord blesses us with these little things every single day. And if we're so caught up in the future or in the past, we might miss what God has in store for us in the day. Okay, number five, the final point I have for you today is stress less and find presence instead. I feel like a lot of these are honestly very, very just tie into each other. I know the fall can feel really stressful sometimes. It can feel like there's so many things happening, a lot of newness. I feel like the fall is a season of newness. We have school starting back up. We have works just starting to get crazy as the holidays approach. All these different things. And it's really easy to get caught up and stressed if we don't take moments to slow down and be present. I think I talked about this exercise literally like 3 years ago. Or whenever that was. But I used to do this exercise I just thought of when I went to therapy in 2022. My therapist actually taught me this exercise and it's really interesting. It just came back to me. It is an exercise that helped me a lot when I was anxious. And so what it was is you basically get yourself present. So you focus on, it's a sensory exercise. So you find five things you can see in the room. And then I think it's four things that you can, what is it? Four things that you can feel, I think. Yeah. Four things you can feel. Three things you can hear. Two things you can smell. Or no, two things you can taste, one thing you can smell. When you go through this exercise, it genuinely pulls you back into the present moment. And next week, we're going to talk more about intrusive thoughts and how to take thoughts captive and really get out of that mind spiral that I think oftentimes can pull us out of the present moment. So definitely keep a lookout for that episode. I'm very excited for it. But these are just some things that I think we can do on a day-to-day basis to really help our mental health. One more quick little bonus habit I thought of is the importance of cleaning out our house from clutter. I'm saying this as I'm looking at just clutter all over my room. It helps the brain so much to feel a lot more creative, a lot less overwhelmed when our actual space around us is clean and tidy and picked up. So I challenge you this week to just take it one room at a time, pick up your space, organize your stuff, get rid of the clutter, get rid of it, because it'll help your mind feel so much better as well. Okay, I hope you love this episode. I hope you feel super excited to try some of these mental health fall habits. Let me know how you like them. Tag me in your Instagram stories at Healthy But Human Pod and at Callie Gwally, and I'll be sure to repost you. Tell me which habits you're going to try. Also, I would love to hear it. If you have any funny ideas you want to add that were not mentioned in the episode, let me know as well. Don't forget to check out last week's episode on physical health in the fall if you haven't already listened to it. And next week, make sure you don't miss out on our spiritual health episode. It's going to be a faith-based one, really fun one, and I hope you love. But yeah, send this episode to a friend who would definitely, definitely, definitely love it. And don't forget to leave us a rating if you love the show as well. All right, you're amazing. Thanks for being part of this awesome Healthy But Human community. I love you guys so much, and I will see you next time. Stay healthy and keep being amazing. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.